You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, I'm going to share with you the secrets of hypnosis, how and why it works, sometimes why it doesn't work, and I'm going to dispel myths and fears. Oh, and stay tuned, because I'm going to be giving something away to all the listeners, so hang in there.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is going on, people? David Wright here, the Motor City Hypnotist, and believe it or not, we're back in studio.
Woohoo!
Yay, man!
We are here. Thank goodness.
Back in person in the studio. I know I co-host another podcast, Psyched by MG, and we've been doing Zoom for, oh God, since March.
3 months.
Shut down.
Yeah, it's been three months.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Along with me is Matt Fox, my producer here at Podcast Detroit Northville. And again,
happy to be here.
Awesome,
thank you,
Matt,
so much.
I appreciate you being here to help me out.
Yeah. It took me a hot second, but I made it.
Oh, no. We're trying to figure out everything as far as getting it to go live on Facebook. And yeah,
I could be technology challenged sometimes. Yeah,
well, no worries. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. We're here.
That's funny.
So again, I want to thank everybody. This is the inaugural episode. Technically, it's not inaugural because I did put a trailer out. So that is actually episode zero. But this is the first episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast. So I want to know where you guys can find me as far as social media. Motor City Hypnotist, you can find me on YouTube, Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Motor City Hypno and also on Instagram. And if you want to support the show financially, you can also find me on Patreon. So as we go along, I'd appreciate any donations you would like to make to see good content. Actually, give me ideas too. And I also have cool stuff, like as far as on Patreon. If you guys on camera will be able to see, there's a nice Motor City Hypnotist Podcast coffee mug. That's well worth 50 cents, maybe.
I think so.
It could be. So before we get started, I just want to say this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast is brought to you by Counseling and Therapy Associates. Counseling and Therapy Associates is a full-service outpatient mental health facility located in Taylor, Michigan, and provides therapy for adults, adolescents, children, and couples. Counseling and Therapy Associates has a staff of 11 fully licensed master's level therapists specializing in anxiety, depression, couples counseling, and many, many other issues. Visit counselingandtherapyassociates.com to view their website and discover possibilities to become a better you. So thank them for sponsoring us, even though technically I am part of that. But, that's my clinic. So
hey, you know
we're
what?
Sponsoring it.
You could do that.
Exactly. That there's no rule against that.
Not at all.
So again, I'm glad to be here. And I want to tell everybody, I'm not being critical in any way, but I just want to say I've been online a lot and I've been thinking a long time about doing this podcast. And one of the things I found is that most of the mental health podcasts out there, it's very, and again, just it's the character of what mental health is, but they're very helpful and they're very nice and soft, and that's great. I mean, it's great and supportive and it's cool, but I want to do something a little more upbeat and fun. Now, that doesn't mean you won't be able to get anything out of this, because definitely, just because of what the name of the podcast is, we are going to get into hypnosis in just a moment here, but I just want to let you know that we want to have some fun while we do this. And again, I'm going to give you some great things that you can use to implement today by the time we're done. But we're going to have fun doing it. So I'm starting out with a segment and we'll you know, it's a podcast. I can try whatever I want. If it sucks, then we don't do it again. So
That's the beauty of it, right?
So I like this idea of winner of the week, because with all the stuff that's going on, again, there's a lot of seriousness in the world today. And there's a lot of things that are either uplifting or inspirational, or this one, I'm just putting it in because it's funny. So I know most major metropolitan cities have attorneys. And Matt, you know, our city, the commercials are on constantly in the evenings when I'm watching TV.
How many of them?
Yeah, well, yeah. But there's one that struck me, and I swear every time I see it, I laugh every time, and
which
it
one?
Never gets old.
Which one?
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay,
because
fair.
this is gonna be our winner of the week. So there are two major attorneys in the area. Again, there are a lot, but these two major ones, they kind of have this, I would say, kind of this rivalry back and forth with their commercials.
Mm.
And I don't want to call out the one that this is about, but I will call out the winner. But there's one out there who does a lot of things, like his mother's in a lot of the commercials. Let's say that. You know who I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Is this the cell phone commercial?
Or it's the one where he might drop his wallet and he's running in the street.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dan, those of you from Detroit know who I'm talking about. Again, I don't want to call him out by name because this is funny, but the winner of the week, and wait, I forgot to give the intro for winner of the week.
Go
Let's run with that first.
How winning is done.
So anyway, our winner of the week is Jeff Figer. Now, again, a lot of people don't like Jeff Figer, and I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, Matt, as far as the commercial goes. But
they fight. Yeah.
Well, they do. But the one he put out, again, the one I like to laugh at every day, and I'm just going to play it for you. And this is why Jeff Figer is the winner of the week.
Okay.
I'm a trial lawyer. I'm not part of your family, and I don't do skits with my mom.
Wow. He doesn't do skits with his mom. It's just listening to it now, it makes me laugh. And that's why Jeffrey Figer is our winner of the week.
That's how winning is done.
That's great.
Yep, he's a winner for that. Like I said, every time I see it, actually my wife enjoys it too. She thinks I laugh a little too much about it, but for her, like, once is enough.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't repeat movies over and over again, but okay.
I have no idea what that's about. I have no idea what that's all about. I think I watched the same movie for, like, the 150th time last night.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, it's going to bore the hell out of you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Dune.
Oh, gosh. I haven't seen Dune in forever.
Oh, yeah. At 6 minutes and like 37 seconds into the movie, there is a faux pas. There's a small trip that happens.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't realize until like the 95th time I've seen it.
That's awesome. Well, if you can watch it that many times before picking it up, there's still things to find.
Right.
That's a great thing. So let's get into our episode here. And I want everybody to stick around because, again, I'm going to be giving all the listeners something free later on, and I'll tell you how to get that as we go.
Awesome.
But, you know, this is the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, so we're going to talk about hypnosis today. So when I say hypnosis, Matt, what's your initial reaction? I don't know what kind of exposure you've had to it.
You know, I've seen it happen before. I've seen people be hypnotized. Me personally, never been hypnotized. But
okay.
What I think of someone, you hypnotize them and then you ask them to do something strange. And then when they wake up, they don't remember what they did. But all of a sudden, people are cheering for them. And they're like, oh, okay, cool.
And like they have no idea why sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, okay, why is everyone laughing at me?
Well, I mean, that can happen. There is such a thing as what we call hypnotic amnesia, where it's kind of like a dream state. But we're going to get into that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through and really tell you what the secrets of hypnosis are. And honestly, I use the term secrets just because they're not well known. So the first question I usually get asked when somebody says, what do you do? I'm a hypnotist or I'm a hypnotherapist. And they're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Is it real? That's typically the first thing I get asked. And I'm like, no, it's fake. I just fake it and I get paid to fake it.
I made a career out of
faking it. And I got a good friend of mine, my good friend, Richard Barker. He made a whole video about this. He said, hypnosis is fake. And he makes this, he has a YouTube video where he just says, yeah, this is not real. This didn't happen. Ask them. It didn't happen. So yeah, it is real. And I'm going to break it down very simply for you. Hypnosis, simply put, is a relaxed state of body and mind.
Hmm. Okay.
That's as simple as it can be. Now, a lot of us know how to relax our bodies. We do it every time when we fall asleep at night or when we take a nap or we're just lying down and just relaxing.
Right.
But a lot of people, and I know I'm sure everyone has dealt with this at some point. They'll lie down in bed. Their body's exhausted. They've worked all day, whatever. They're just tired and they lie down, but the brain just keeps going. It's just like a runaway train and they can't make that quiet. They can't slow that down. What hypnosis does is it actually quiets your brain and just relaxes your thinking. And that's the basis of how hypnosis starts. Okay. So with hypnosis, what we do is we relax your body and your mind. And when your mind is relaxed, and I don't want to get too technical here. And again, for those of you who can see this, sometimes I use hand motions, but those of you who are listening, that's okay. Imagine your mind has two compartments, a front compartment and a rear compartment. The front compartment is your conscious mind.
Okay.
That's what we use to talk. As we interact, we're using our conscious mind. As we're reading something, as we're hearing something, it's being processed in that conscious mind. And we're formulating, oh, that's what they're saying. This is what I'm going to say, or this is how I'm going to respond. The rear compartment, what I like to say, the back compartment, is your subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind controls things like breathing and bodily functions that you don't.
It just happens.
Yes. It's automatic.
Yeah.
And I say that the subconscious mind is where all of your habits are stored, whether good or bad.
Okay.
So, and I'll go into a specific example. And before we get too much into this, Matt, I know we had some technical difficulties. When did we start?
We start. No, don't worry about that. I'll keep you online.
Well, I'm looking here. That's cool.
I got you.
So let's take something like smoking. Mm. When somebody starts smoking, it becomes at some point a habit. Now most people, there are millions of different ways people start, but once it becomes a habit, it's locked into your subconscious, and that's why peer pressure is a lot of it. Yeah, when they're a teenager and they think they're cool, and you flick a cigarette 30 feet,
right?
Yeah, so. But the big thing is once it's embedded into that subconscious, that habit just continues. And you'll ask most smokers who've done it for any length of time, sometimes they'll find themselves smoking. They don't remember lighting it.
Right.
It's just done. It's just a habit. And our subconscious controls all of our habits. That includes physical and thinking. Your thinking is in your subconscious mind as far as habits go.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up for your first topic with me sitting here.
Right.
Because I am 2.5 years about out of quitting smoking.
Oh,
I
good
quit
for
smoking
you.
2.5 years ago. My wife and I did it at the same time. But I will tell you that subconsciously, I am still thinking about smoking.
Right.
I miss it terribly.
Yeah. And I talked to a lot of clients who've been quit for years. And just every once in a while, they'll be like, oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd just love to have one.
Yeah.
Just to,
one time, one slip up, and then you're back on the horse or back on the wagon.
Yep, exactly. And it only takes one to restart it again.
Yeah.
So that simply is put, what we do with hypnosis is we relax the mind. And when you relax the mind, we can bypass that conscious filter. That's that front part. Mm. And that's the front part that when I say to people, I'm a hypnotist, and they first reaction is fake. they just automatically assume it's fake because that's what some people think. But that's because they're using their conscious mind to kind of, make a decision about it. And once we bypass that conscious faculty, that's the one that gives you doubts. And that's the one that kind of, it's very more analytic and it'll just kind of pick apart what you're trying to do. Whereas the subconscious mind, once you get there, one suggestion can change that subconscious thinking because we're shutting that filter off. We're shutting that front filter off, that one that kind of argues with yourself, like, oh, no, that can't be real. And if you say that, then, it's probably not going to work for you.
Right.
No. So really, it's a matter of acceptance as well.
That was tough. You have to want to, take that step and then mentally prepare yourself at the same time. But a lot of folks, they'll try it and they'll be quit for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they're right back at it. So what do you do, David, to help folks continue to not have that cessation to continue to want to smoke?
Well, I kind of compare it or I kind of put it like this. people can quit smoking and typically, and you know what I mean by white knuckling it, they can stop
cold turkey
and they'll be maybe, even if they do well, get a couple, 3-4 days in and they're just hanging on. They're having nicotine withdrawal and they're not sleeping and they're, you know, they feel like shit, honestly. Yeah. And it's just, so they haven't addressed the mental part of it. Physically, they've cut themselves off, but they haven't made that change mentally. And that's what you need. In order to be successful with anything, you have to have the mental change and the mental change in your subconscious to break that habit. Because you can, and we've all done this before too. Oh yeah, I'm gonna start a new habit. I'm gonna exercise every day. And most people don't.
Yeah.
Because they haven't committed. They haven't committed their entire self to making that happen.
Their body doesn't have the endorphins to continue on. They have to create those endorphins.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's one of those things that once you start, you feel better, and that it creates a momentum. Mm-hmm. So as far as and again, here's the other question I get. So we kind of know what the principle of hypnosis is: relaxing your mind so that we can change subconscious thinking patterns. Mm-hmm. And when you change the thinking patterns, you change behavior. But a lot of people ask, well, can I be hypnotized? And I guess the answer to that typically is sure.
Yeah.
If you want to be. and here's one of the things, and we're going to get into misconceptions in a little bit, but if you want to be, and here's the important thing. If you want to be and you let it happen, yes, it will work for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the issue that a lot of people have is because they don't believe it, they're a little resistant. Mm-hmm. Or they put up that wall and they just are like, they're just really not sure.
Those are the folks that think it already is not real, or they're the one that's screaming, you know, themselves.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And that does happen sometimes. If you don't believe it up front, it's probably, you know, it's just not going to work for them.
I ain't listening to you no more.
And again, that's a block. And again, once you decide that you want to do it and that you're serious about it, again, it's all a mindset. So yes, when people say, can I be hypnotized? I believe everyone is hypnotizable. Mm-hmm. And in fact, everyone goes through hypnosis at some point during the day. If you're daydreaming, if you're, we talked about watching a movie. If you're enthralled in a movie and everything else is blocked out, if you're doing any type of meditating or people, get focused on music and just get involved in it. Whenever your mind is so focused on something that everything else gets blocked out, that's a state of hypnosis, whether you know it or not.
Right. You know, a lot of folks, they talk, you know, I need to focus at work. Well, what's happening around you that makes you feel that you have to focus at work. So to kind of eliminate those extracurricular things that are happening and just truly focus, you know, what makes you relax so you can focus. So include that element instead of anything that's extracurricular.
Well, and again, it comes down to habit, because if you're easily distracted now, again, I am not saying that some people don't have, ADHD would be a good example where that's a diagnosable condition. Mm-hmm. And there's just your brain doesn't work the way everyone else's does. So there are things that will cause you to be more distractible, let's say. Mm-hmm. But if it's just a matter of that you're used to these distractions affecting you, you can make a decision to change that.
Sure.
You know, and that's really just, again, when I say hypnosis as well, a lot of people picture the person slumped over, looking like they're sleeping. And we use the term sleep, but they're not really sleeping. Because what it does, it's a heightened state of awareness. So they're actually more focused than they would be when they're fully alert.
Almost in their mind's eye type deal?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, like mind's eye and visualize something. And I'll get into this in another episode later, because there's so much stuff about hypnosis that we're going to look at. But when I start talking about stage shows and comedy, that's where it gets really interesting. And we're going to have an episode on that coming up. We'll see. I have an outline set up, but
perfect.
We'll get to that.
Can't wait to hear them all.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So now when people understand that hypnosis is simply relaxing your body and your mind, and that your habits are stored in your subconscious. If you want to change those habits, We get you in a state of hypnosis. I give you suggestions. Now, another thing that comes up is people are, I've had emails inquiring about services, and they'll say, well, you know, if I come and do this, if it doesn't work, do I get my money back? And my first, you know, typically, you know, if you look at most businesses, if people aren't happy, you give a refund. And but I'm a little hesitant with this, because what that does is it's already setting you up for it not to work, because your mind's already there.
Yeah.
Your mind is already expecting it not to work, and you want to have this safety net so that, oh, if it doesn't work, I want my money back. Well, you've kind of already set yourself up for failure,
right?
Just for that thinking. And I tell people the only reason it wouldn't work is because of something you're doing.
Yeah.
I have to put it back on that.
It's their habit.
Or they don't follow directions. I'll go to stage for just a minute, we're going to get really into stage in one of the episodes coming up. But
cool.
With a lot of times I'll say to you know, especially now it happens to adults too. I was going to say, especially high schoolers, but when I have a 20, 25, 30 people on stage and I say to them, okay, you need to follow my instructions. You need to do exactly what I say. And I say, everybody close your eyes. And then you have this one person going, just looking in every direction. And I just say, I just pull them off, because if you can't follow the directions, mm-hmm. it's not going to happen for you.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. And the other thing is that people think, will I come in and I'll magically be fixed? And I can say yes and no to that question, because I have had people come in, especially for smoking cessation, mm-hmm. that took one session and they've been done for years. For some reason, I've had a lot of clients over the past few years with a fear of flying on an airplane. And I worked with one client. She actually had never went on vacation with her family because she could never fly. So it was about 3 weeks before their trip. I spent one session with her, and she flew, it was across the country, either California or Florida, I don't remember which,
right?
And was fine with one session.
So she didn't walk around barefoot on the plane?
she wasn't clucking like a chicken in their seat, or, you know, she wasn't humping the stewardess or anything.
Oh my gosh, you're funny.
No, but once you take that, once you make that subconscious change, sometimes it just takes one flick of a switch and it is not there anymore. And I know that sounds very fantastical or very hard to believe.
No,
I mean, it's, you know,
no, do not listen to that man.
No, it really sometimes is like that. Now, sometimes some things take more than one session. If we're doing hypnotherapy, as far as childhood trauma, that sometimes will be a little more involved, because that's a harsh thing.
You know, and I'm sure you're going to get into it in later episodes, but mm-hmm. everything that folks are going through right now through the COVID-19, mm-hmm. the pandemic, you know, I'm almost certain that you have patients that are coming asking you, you know, how do I deal with this? Or can you help me with, because I'm experiencing A, B, and C. I need D, E, F, and G to mm-hmm. get me back. So,
well, and a lot of it right now, because I'm dealing with a lot of frontline workers, nurses, healthcare workers, and they're in the midst of it. And really they're really suffering from PTSD. That is a form of it, that they're experiencing these traumatic events over and over again. They're seeing people die every day. And that's a shock. That's something that really messes people up over time.
I know a future episode, you know, I would love to, what your thoughts and how you mm-hmm. work with your patients in that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's the other thing. As Matt brought that up, you know, as people are listening, if you have ideas or you have things that you want me to address, it doesn't necessarily have to be hypnosis related. I know in the intro it said that I'm also a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into the difference here too, as far as hypnotherapist and as licensed therapist. That's another episode that you need to hear. And then I think I'm going to do that one in a fairly recent episode, because I think that one's very important, especially if you're looking to hire a hypnotist or hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. And I'll kind of tease this episode.
Yeah, please.
You need to know something before you hire one.
You're giving them homework. All right.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to tell them, actually, I'm going to say five things. I could break it down into five things, but there are five things you must know before you see a hypnotist or hypnotherapist.
Okay.
That's an episode coming up. I'll leave that one. I'm sorry. I said I was going to tease it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say I was going to give it.
No, I can't. Oh, okay. I thought you were giving them all homework.
Well, actually, we will do a little bit of homework. It's not really even homework. This is kind of fun work.
Okay.
So I know we just started getting into hypnosis and doing that. And what we may do is I may continue this on in our next episode just to kind of cover this. Because, okay. Again, I know the podcast is going to be typically 30 minutes long. And, boy, time goes fast, especially when you're getting into information. But the good thing is that we're going to do what is the secrets of hypnosis and what is hypnosis part two in our next episode. Hmm. And we'll get into a little bit more detail about a lot of those things.
Perfect.
So the one thing I want to provide everyone with is I want to give everybody a free hypnosis guide. This is a PDF that I wrote, and it really is just kind of a breakdown of what is hypnosis, what happens during a session if I go. Of course, I got a million pages on my desk. Does hypnosis really work? How many sessions will I need? Does hypnosis work for my particular problem? Will I lose control or get stuck in hypnosis? And we're going to address that in our next episode.
Okay.
And how is hypnotherapy different than hypnosis stage performance? And again, we're going to spend a whole episode on that one as well.
Oh, wow.
Coming up, because that one, it's just interesting. And I'll tell you the story about, I know I have a few minutes left.
I've
been working clinically for almost 29 years, and right out of school, I was doing therapy with people, and I was using things like guided imagery, relaxation techniques, meditation, things that help people relax and focus. So the natural progression of that was, well, I'm really doing all the things that are involved with hypnosis, so I got certified. So I started using that clinically. Years later, I was just on, I think, God, I might have been on YouTube. I was somewhere, and I just kept seeing videos of stage shows, and I just thought, oh, I want to do that.
Interesting.
Like I'm hypnotizing people in the office. I want to do it for fun. I want to just have fun with it.
Great.
And I found a mentor. Actually, one, and I'll at some point I'm going to have him on the show, because he's he mentored me as far as the stage portion of things go.
Okay.
In learning, because that's a whole different animal. You're not focused on one person in an office setting. You got 30 people on stage in front of an audience. It's a whole different animal as far as how to make that work and make it entertaining.
Okay.
But that, again, that'll be another cool episode that we'll get into. So let's, I know, again, we're close to wrapping up here. So again, I want listeners to leave suggestions. If you, something that you want to hear about, if there's something that you have questions about, leave it, especially on my Facebook page. If you post there, I'll answer the questions. You know, I look at them, I read them, I do all of that. So I'll respond, and then we can have subjects for future shows. And again, I'm just going to tease a couple. We're going to look at stage hypnosis in a future show. One of mine, and as I haven't nailed the guest down, but one of the shows coming up, I'll just give you the title of it. Hypnosis and tequila?
Sign me up. I mean, oh, I'm looking forward to that. Yes. That sounds like a great show.
So again, we'll be back on our next episode, and I'm going to finish breaking down this hypnosis thing, and we'll answer questions, but we'll get into details, and we're going to get further and further into this. And I'm going to tell you, If you change your thinking, it changes everything. And I know that sounds simplistic and it sounds too good to be true, but if you change your thinking, you change your life. I know for some of you're like, oh geez, that's just so cliche, but it's not, because that's where change comes from. It comes from thinking first. So I will see everybody in the next episode. In the meantime, subscribe to the podcast, rate it, please, review it, and join us each week as we delve into hypnosis, mental health, and all things to do with being better and feeling better and just improving yourself. We'll see you on the next episode. Coming up, we'll finish up on the hypnosis And again, tons of other stuff. So I'm glad to have you here for the first episode of the Motor City Hypnotist podcast. Laugh hard, run fast, be kind. I'll see you soon.